verses 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Turn to the person next to you and tell them you are a servant of God. James chapter 5, 978 in the Pew Bible, if you're turning there. And I'm not going to take the time to read all of chapter 5 this morning, but I'm going to try and cover it all in this message. So let's start with prayer. Father, thank you for your word. As we open it up, Father, help us to look upon the scripture, knowing that you have given us the scripture, that we would have a clue how to live our lives. Because, Father, had you not given it to us, we would be confused. So thank you, Father, that we don't have to listen to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that has an idea about who you are. We can look in the scriptures and find out who you are and how you want us to live. We just thank you and praise you. And in Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen. I'm not sure who Tom, Dick, and Harry are, but they've taken the rap for a lot of stuff, haven't they? So, congestedness again. It may be permanent. I don't know. It has been here since October. I want to give you just a moment. I'm not really hot in here, so I close the stuff as well. But I want to give you just a moment to ask yourself in your heart, have you heard from the Holy Spirit of God today? Has God asked you to maybe change something you've been doing? Change some behaviors. Kind of get some things off that are on the don't list that you've been doing. Get those off there. And some of the things that are on that you haven't been doing that are on the do list, you need to start doing. Or maybe you need to take that first step of receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to take just a moment right now. And I just want to pray. So bow your heads and close your eyes. Lord, we come before you.
Father, Son,
By saying the things you call us to say, by doing the things you call us to do, and by being where you call us to be. Thank you, Lord, for your love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Give you a great week. You come over to fellowship hall. You might have to